Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
People don't even do the lazy things right. People don't even go to sleep on time.
Like, that's the lazy that you could do for your health, and you don't even go to bed on time.
We can talk about your abs. Unless you get the basics things, the lazy, like brushing your teeth, like showering. If everything shuts down, then I think the least of our problems will be finding a place to live. It's interesting. I was talking with the governor of the Central Bank of Albania, and he said, people have never really faced crisis. He's like, people don't understand what full lockdown, grid shutdown is. And he was talking about in the 90s when Albania was about to hit default, 90s or early 2000s. He said, the civil unrest that took place when people were not able to tap into their money, he said, was insane. They had to fly airplane loads of cash to the Central Bank of Albania, show it through the windows to convince people that they had the money to hold the deposit so people wouldn't bankrupt the central bank. It's crazy. So under that premise, that the only thing propping this up is the fact that there's financial stability. If there anything ever goes down, there's civil unrest, financial arrest, everything goes to hell, bro. Like, I probably won't even be here.
Where would you be?
I don't know. Somewhere where actually currency's moving around clearly and flowing. Like, you look at China now, dude. You look at central bank digital currencies. You look at the centralization of information. You look at lockdowns. You look at the vaccination status and the correlation of that with your money and your WeChat. It gets really, really, really bad, really, really fast when you start playing with people.
So you don't think you need like a cabin in the woods stocked up with supplies and guns and stuff?
I mean, yeah, why not? Like, why not, dude? Yeah, go have a couple ranches in Patagonia.
That's Argentina?
Yeah, it would be nice. Have you been?
I haven't, but I'd love to visit. I've been hearing
great things. Do you snowboard or ski? Do you do any of those?
Snowboard.
Okay, good. We should do a trip.
Argentina?
Antarctica.
Nah.
Why not?
That's crazy. They're skiing out
yeah.
there?
Yeah.
Are you able to go there?
Yeah.
I thought it was like off grid for the feds, you know?
No, that's the circle around the
ice wall. The ice wall, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll just go snowboard on the ice wall.
On the ice wall?
Why not?
They allow you?
I mean, unless the drone shoot us down.
That's what I'm saying.
That's what I heard.
Now, I have heard some crazy theories from you, though. You don't believe the moon landing?
Oh, I tweeted about the other day. No, the moon, come on, it's fake. Now, I'm not saying the moon isn't real or that people haven't been to the moon. Mm-hmm. That first moon landing is... So, from technological advancement... First, okay, we land in the 60s. The evidence looks weird as we have all these videos of... Have you seen all the videos from NASA people like with wires and strings? Have you seen those?
They're a little sus, but...
They're a little sus. They're just a little sus. Like when you do things authentically, there shouldn't be anything sus. It's just... But when there is something sus and it's run by the government and it's tens of billions of dollars every year, you're like, where is this money going? Maybe I want to know. You're also competing against... the Russians during the Cold War. There's a big push towards kind of calming down the public. And they kind of, I don't know. I don't buy it, bro. 60 years later, what's the best thing we have? We lost the tech. They can't find it. They can't recreate it. And it's too expensive to put people on the moon. It cost them $20 billion. $250 billion in today's currency if you adjust it for inflation. They printed $100 billion and tossed it to Ukraine. If they wanted to put people on the moon, they could. They can't. I mean, or maybe they can. Who knows, bro? I don't know, bro. Who knows? But Elon's going to do it.
Mars?
Yeah, bro, for sure.
I don't know.
For sure, bro.
You're signed up, huh?
Yeah, bro. I'm getting the Neuralink implant. I'm the first in line, bro. I'm getting the Neuralink implant, and I'm connecting my social security number to my Twitter account.
Yeah,
so
that's a good
so I can feed the AI.
That's
my plan, bro. That's my plan. And I'm gonna eat seed oils, and tap water, and I'm gonna make sure that my girl is on birth control.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Are you?
That's the plan, bro.
Yeah, that's a good plan.
Speaking of wealth and health, what are you doing? What should everybody be doing besides, you know?
I tell people, it was funny. I was talking with a couple people in my community the other day, and I said, people don't even do the lazy things right. And they're like, what do you mean? It's like, people don't even go to sleep on time. Like, that's the lazy that you could do for your health, and you don't even go to bed on time. Like, okay, perfect. We can talk about your abs. We can talk about your food. But unless you get the basics things, the lazy, like brushing your teeth, like showering, these things are health and nutrition. I am pointing fingers, bro. But bro. Sleep is very important. So you have your circadian rhythm. You have your REM sleep. Sleep is really important for recovery. Sleep is really important for mental health. But people don't sleep well. So I think people, we begin from the basics, they need to learn how to sleep well. How do you sleep well? A couple things. First, you need to cut out processed sugars, complex carbs, and heavy foods at night. Your body does not do very well when you eat heavy at night. Your body is supposed to be recovering, resting, repairing itself, regenerating. Ideally, you should also be fasting. Your body should enter periodically stages of autophagy. Autophagy is when your body begins to eat the bad cells up. This happens about 3 days into a fast. Fasting is incredible. So the simple things, people are like, what do I need to do? No. What do you not need to do first? Let's get rid of all the toxicity before we bring in anything good. So before we start, you know, assembling the dinner table, let's clear out all the that's already on there that's not good, that's not serving you, and let's fix that. Sleep. Don't eat processed sugars. Don't eat complex carbs. Stay away from fruit juice. Stay away from candy. Stay away from fast food in perpetuity. Stay away from tap water. And if you're a woman, consult with your doctor to potentially get off of birth control pills, which are a psyop that has been perpetrated on women in the last, I don't know, couple decades. Before that, women were never on birth control. But for some reason, now we have hundreds of millions of them. And the reason and the logic is because men can't keep their in their pants. Not a good enough explanation.
Is that hormonal? Like the birth control?
I mean, you know, it's interesting because I've talked to a lot of women about when they were recommended to get on birth control, and it's usually in their early teens. And it has to do when their hormones are all out of whack and it's supposed to calibrate them. But what you're doing is you're bioregulating the body outside of what it's supposed to be doing in its natural process. So once a woman gets out of her birth control kind of cycle, her hormones go through the roof and all over the place because they've been with for an extremely long time. It's something that people should really look into.
I mean, you do.
You know what's the craziest part about that?
What?
You know when Alex Jones said that the tap water is turning the frogs gay? Okay. Can I tell you something about that?
Please.
Okay. What if the treatment plants, women take the estrogen pill, right? That's what the birth control is, basically superpowered estrogen. And remember, when you take a pill orally, most of it gets urinated. The estrogen, heavy urinated estrogen, gets peed into the what? The water stream. That water stream, water, is known as what? A recyclable commodity. So water just gets recycled. What? Through what? A treatment plant. You're drinking water full of piss and estrogen if you drink tap water. Just
I
so
drink
you know.
Spring water.
Good. Not you, but I'm saying in general. So the treatment plant, the water goes to the treatment plant. It doesn't treat for estrogen. Look it up. And that water comes back to the tap. So now you have men, believe it or not, like it or not, drinking estrogen water. Now, does this provoke to the feminization of men? Yes or no? Who knows? But all we do know, it's that it's turning frogs from male to female, and it's happened. Now, is that a conspiracy? Is that a crazy out of the blue perspective to have? All I will say is that when the New York mayor goes on video, opens the tap water, drinks is that New York tap water is the best. And I know he's a politician. I don't trust him. And under that same premise, I'm like, anything the government gives me that's free is probably not good.
I mean, that's hard to argue against because what you're saying makes sense. You do take the pill, you do piss it out, and we recycle the water to drink. So it, like, you can't really argue with
that. And the treatment plant doesn't treat for estrogen.
But they can?
But they don't.
They can, though?
That's I don't know. I haven't gone to that complexity, but they don't treat for estrogen.
They got to get a reverse osmosis machine, huh?
They just don't drink tap water. There's places in the world where you can potentially get away with tap water, but why would you drink water? You don't know what's in the pipes. You don't know the quality of the water.